Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
Mulligan Handley, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. It's the five-year anniversary of the White Sox World Series championship, and let's bring in Ozzie Guillen, the White Sox manager. Ozzie, congratulations on the five-year anniversary.
Time went very quick.
It has gone too quick. Hey, you're going to be doing some World Series stuff. Do you look at it? I mean, I see Juan Uribe hitting a home run or getting a sacrifice fly, and I just feel delighted for him. I see Aaron Rowan. I feel delighted for him. Do you look at some of the guys from that team and smile to yourself knowing they're in the World Series now?
No, they don't. I think they're the first guy going to help me when they see me on the field. They're very special people for me. I think, those guys was very, very easy to manage and handle. And I think they played very well for the White Sox. And, I think Juan Uribe, he talked about one special guy in my family and myself. Juan is, he's his top three. You know, this kid, this is a tremendous guy. And I'm very, very excited and very happy to see him back in the World Series.
Ozzie, Mark Gonzalez in the Tribune today writes a story about those guys and also the five-year anniversary. And one scout told him, and he writes about today, that World Series run was your best managing performance and season. If you take away the trophy and the World Series ring, can you look back and assess that and say, yeah, I used eight relief pitchers in the one game. I stuck with Freddie and saw him through seven innings. Sustaining the lead that just was kind of whittled away there in the regular season. Can you assess your managerial experience in that year versus other years?
Well, I don't know. I think, when you got good players on the field, it's easy to manage. And I think I had ones. You know, those guys went out there and performed the way they did. You know what I mean? I have five guys in the starting rotation. No matter who was start the first game, I was comfortable with. You know what I mean? I think when I look back, every move we make click, everything we do on the field work. And that's the time when you go out there and look like genius. And I don't know, it was my best. Obviously it was, because that's the year we win. But in the meanwhile, I think the players make it very easy for my coaching staff and myself. I think the players went out there and played the game right, do every little thing we asked them to do, and the ability to take over. That was a different ball club. We talk about five, six different guys come from another organization to put it together. I think nobody give any credit to the White Sox front office. We kind of like bring, Popsemi and AJ and Uribe, all those guys go to another organization.
How about Jeff Blum, huh?
Yep.
And Blum, we were criticized about in when we have to make a move, and Kenny asked me about who I really need. I need a guy to play the infield to give those guys a rest. When we got Blum, Kenny was ripped by the fans about what kind of move we make, who's going to be that guy. All of a sudden, he hit a home run to win the game. But, like I say, we make the plays on the field, we pitch well, and that's the reason they win the World Series.
He's Ozzie Guillen on his way to the World Series. He's going to be covering it for who? For
Fox.
Fox, of course. Ozzie, let me ask you. How far are you from a return trip with your team? I mean, you look at that, we talk about 5 years ago. How close are you now? We're seeing Texas and San Francisco, two teams that I believe nobody picked to get to the World Series. How far away are the White Sox?
That's an easy example about, about those guys. I think a lot of people talk about the rating on the thing, the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, they're not there. They don't know. Well, I think that's the best thing happened to baseball this year. Have those two teams at the World Series show people a lot of, I think Texas is very underrated. Texas, you see the guys on the field. Everybody went to the All-Star game once. That means you have a pretty good ball club. How far we are, I think we still have the pitching. I think we have a young group coming up very, I think they're going to play very well. It's time to, I think to me is put everything together and everything has to click for us.
Ozzie, if you had made a guess today, do you think Paul Konerko's back? I know it's not in your hands. It's in his hands and the front office hands, and money comes into play. But it sure seemed, just watching that last home game, that he almost seemed mentally ready that it most likely won't happen here.
Well, a lot of people thought that when I take him out of the game, doing, you know, between the innings. And I think that's not what's the case. The case was being nice for the fans and for Paulie and his family to see him walk. And the last thing crossed to my mind when I take him out was, I know where the manager here again. I talked to him after the game. If we won it back, there's no doubt. I think everybody in the front office, Jerry, Kenny, everybody with the White Sox organization won it back. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things out there, you know what I mean? Years, money, family issues, you know what I mean? His kids growing up, you want to go be back in Chicago. It's a lot of things between bringing back or not. And it's just right now, I think it's too early to say he will come back or not. But I hope, you know what I mean? I think it's a man. I think these guys play very well for me. Hopefully I can get it back. But like I say, that's not my call.
Well, Ozzie, you know, and again, Ozzie Guillen joining us, Mullen Haley on the score. Listen, first of all, we should have said congratulations on coming back. We haven't talked to you since it was announced that you're coming back yourself. Was that a close call? Was there any doubt in your mind? I mean, it looked from a distance like it was touch and go.
No, not really. One thing about it, like I said earlier, you know, I never asked for the extension. I never want to leave Chicago, and I'm making that very, very clear. A lot of time I'm making very clear to Kenny and Jerry, the fans and the media, and my family. To me, my family is more important than baseball. And I made it very clear to my family, I want to stay in Chicago. They're going to support me no matter where I go. But in the meanwhile, you know what I mean, I want to know where I was staying. I want to know what my situation was. And everything was clear right away. I think it was the best for the organization to clear the air right away. I'll be back in Chicago for next year. I have a contract for next year. And then, you know, see what happens in the future. My mind is being set to stay. I'm still in Chicago. You know, I should be in Miami right now or Venezuela. I'm still here with my kids. I enjoy the city of Chicago, and I see myself manage another team. But in the meanwhile, this is a business that you never know is going to happen.
Well, it's hurricane season here in Chicago today, so it's kind of like
home.
It feels like I was in Miami today, believe me.
Hey, Ozzie, we can talk about AJ and Paulie and Freddie and whomever's coming back. Next year, is Carlos Quentin make or break in your world? Do you have to see a full season, a healthy season, and Carlos kind of get it a little bit? He's so integral to what you guys do, and yet it's all or nothing with that guy.
Well, you know what I mean? I think the way he plays, I think that he's always have a chance to get hurt because he's going to play one way, and that's the only way he knows. Besides that, you know, I think a lot of people talk about pitching, they talk about hitting, they talk about all kind of stuff. They talk about Jim Tomey not being here, and that's the reason we lost. I think Carlos Quintin, if Carlos stay healthy and handle himself with a, you know, great attitude and stuff, I think this ball club, he's going to be better. You know, Carlos is the type of player when he gets hot, he can carry the ball club. But in meanwhile, when he got hot, all of a sudden, something happened to his body. We have to contain his body fresh and ready. And unfortunately, the last couple of years, that can happen.
Ozzie, we know Jora has interviewed in Milwaukee. If he were to get that job, would you consider hiring Ryan Sandberg? He didn't get the Cubs gig that went to Mike Quaddie, and he's apparently looking for a job. Would you? Do you know him? Would you have any qualms about bringing in a Ryan Sandberg?
You never know what's going to happen. First of all, I have to wait to what Joe's decision is to. I say this in the radio. You know, God, the song Joe be calling me when you're talking about replace me already. But you know. In the meanwhile, you know, why not? I think Sandberg is a great baseball man. I don't know him personally, but when you don't need to hire a coach, you need to hire a coach who can help you to win games. And I think right now, you know, after so many years playing the big league and then manager for a few years in the minor league, I don't see why not. He can help you as a bench coach. I don't know. I have to wait and see. I have to wait to enjoy get his job, and I hope he does. I know it's going to be a big loss for the White Sox, but that's my goal. That's the best thing that can happen to us this year after this very, very crazy year. I think that's the best news that can happen is just get that job out there. You know what I mean? We're pulling for him. I talked to him last night about the situation. It's very exciting, and I hope he get it.
How much did Bobby Cox influence you? Obviously, he's hanging it up this year, and he's been doing it forever. But guys like Ryan Sandberg, yeah, they manage at the minor league level. Mike Quaddie has done that as well. But you went the other route. You under Jeff Torborg and Bobby Cox and guys like that, you learn by being a bench coach, being around those guys.
Well, I think thing, you know, I always say, every time I get off my bed, I told my family I'm the luckiest man in baseball. You know, I went coach straight to the big league without coming to the minor league, and all of a sudden I was managing the big league without managing anything. I think be the right place in the right time, and I think those guys helped me a lot to see baseball a different way. You know, when you're a player, you see baseball one way. When you're a coach or manager, that's a lot of different way. You know, a lot of different, a lot of difficult, more job, more work. But I think Jeff Thorburg and Bobby, you know, give me the opportunity to ask questions, to be involved in the coaching staff. And to Jack McKeel, when he took over the Marlins, helped me a lot, because all the song, I didn't want to know all the players. And, that thing happened very quick in my coaching career. But I just, like I say, in the right place in the right time. And thank God that happened to me.
Hey, Ozzy, we appreciate the time, and thanks for jumping on with us just on the way out. Are you as happy as I am that Jim Thome and the Twins are not in the World Series?
Oh, not really. You know, I think, obviously, you don't want to see your division go to the World Series. I mean, that's something you don't want to see. But, you know, the manager of the Minnesota Twins is a good friend of mine. I think Jim Thome helped them to get what they're going to get. They're facing a pretty good ball club in the playoff, but no, I'm not. When he's in the past, I'm not living out there. And I was, one thing about we told me when he left Chicago, go to the Dodgers. That was my first thing I told him. You had to put, go ahead. You got to have opportunity to be in the playoff and get a shot for the World Series. And I think it's, I wish I'd be talking about somebody else. I might say yes, I was happy with it, but I would have lied to you and say I was happy to it. I was. I was taking a lot of things out of my shoulder, because Jim Thome. I don't have anything, against it. I think he did a great job, and I love the man. But I think I don't want to see the Minnesota Twins with the World Championship, not because I don't like them. It's just because they're playing in all division. They all rival, and I have a lot of friends out there, and especially the manager. And, I don't say I was happy, but I was satisfied.
Happy anniversary, Ozzy. We look forward to seeing you on the broadcast.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care, Ozzy.
Ozzy Guillen joining us, Mully and Hanley on The Score.